This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And here's a pop question. How much does a hip replacement cost for an uninsured person? Answer, somewhere between $11,000 and $125,000. A high school student survey of American hospitals found the prices quoted to vary wildly, and that's if hospitals provided quotes. Many could not or did not. The results were recently published by the Journal of American Medical Association, and Elizabeth Rosenthal covers medicine and the environment for the New York Times. She wrote about this study and the results for The Well. Elizabeth, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thank you.
So first, give us the setup for the study. This is a St. Louis High School student, Jamie Rosenthal, came up with the idea. What was she trying to find out?
Well, just to clarify, she's a senior at Washington University, so she's a college senior, and this was her summer research project. It's one of the most excellent summer research projects I've heard of. Basically, she worked with a researcher at the University of Iowa Medical School, and he tasked her with calling over 100 hospitals in 50 states to ask what it would cost for a total hip replacement. And the kind of ruse was that she was calling on behalf of her 62-year-old grandmother, who was not insured but had the means to pay. So they just wanted to find out how easy is it to price out a common but expensive medical procedure.
How did hospitals respond to her request?
Well, she was quite funny, and by the way, she's not related to me. I'm a different Rosenthal.
I wondered.
But people always keep asking that. She said most hospitals didn't even know what to do with the question. You know, I think we're so used to pricing out buying a car or buying a gallon of laundry detergent, but when it comes to healthcare, you know, the bill comes after the fact, so you can't really comparison shop, and that's what she found. And then, as you mentioned, among the 50% of hospitals who, after repeated calls, could give her a price, the price varied by, between $10,000 and $125,000. And that wasn't, P.S., even the complete price, because it didn't often include post-op rehabilitation and things like that. So, how can you have a healthcare market when you can't even get a price?
Well, that's part of the question here. This is a commonly performed procedure at hospitals. Does an average consumer have any negotiating power with hospitals or surgeons over price? I mean, could they shop around as they would for other major purchases?
Well, I guess if there's good news in this study, the one bit of good news is that some hospitals, and they were often the best hospitals, the big teaching hospitals, when she said, I'm uninsured or my grandmother is uninsured, and made repeated calls and said, oh, that's too high, they gave her a really good price. So, yes. At some level, if you're really, really persistent and smart and you hit the right hospitals, you do have negotiating power. But, often healthcare isn't like, buying a refrigerator where you have time. If you need your heart bypass surgery or you end up in an emergency room after a car crash, there's no time to negotiate. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that, even when you can find prices, your ability to negotiate is pretty minimal.
Dr. Peter Krim, he's an associate professor of internal medicine at the University of Iowa. I guess he wrote the paper with Ms. Rosenthal. Mm-hmm. Now, he, looking from a much more academic and perhaps experienced point of view, did he find any link between price and quality of healthcare providers?
No, I think there have been lots of studies, and Dr. Krim has both an MBA and an MD, so he's pretty well qualified to look at this issue.
Uh-huh.
There have been many studies, and while you could say on one particular procedure, at one particular place, yes, this is a really great hospital, and that's why it costs a little more. They do a lot of research, a lot of teaching. But in general, the studies have shown that there isn't a really good correlation between price and quality. So, we do need a lot more data for specific hospitals about both of those items so we can be smart consumers.
Elizabeth Rosenthal is with us from the New York Times. She reports on health and the environment. She recently wrote about a paper released by the JAMA, Journal of American Medicine, Internal Medicine, about transparency of healthcare provider pricing. Well, that's a question, Elizabeth. Is there an equivalent of something like Consumer Reports for people shopping around for healthcare? And under the new Affordable Care Act, is shopping around going to become more common?
Well, you know, the idea partly of the Affordable Care Act is that we join these exchanges which do some of the shopping on our behalf, which in theory an insurance company should do. You know, they should be bargaining down prices. But also there's been in the past few years the evolution of a number of interesting sites and projects that are all pretty young. There's one called Healthcare Blue Book. There's another called Fair Health, where you can go online and look at what the average price for a procedure is in your area. So you can say, okay, a colonoscopy in my zip code should cost $6,000. Hey, why is my, if I'm asking, why is this doctor quoting me 10? So there's the beginning of some kind of information, but it's really, really young and new, and there's still very little transparency overall.
And I suppose there's very little that would actually compel a healthcare institution or provider to provide that transparency at this point.
Right, and one of the propositions for making this better is to require a price list up front from hospitals, from doctors. And I think what's, you know, the hospitals and doctors tend to say, well, every patient is different. This is really complicated. But what some of the people I spoke to noted is that plastic surgeons do this all the time because people are paying out of pocket and are very price sensitive. So they will tell you, this is what your surgery, soup to nuts, is going to cost. And, you know, I think it would be a good idea if we started expecting more of that in all of our medical care.
Elizabeth Rosenthal, health and environment reporter for the New York Times. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now, you can find a link to our article and the study on our website at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd like to know if you have a story or an experience about trying to find the best deal for health care. We'd love to hear it. Share what you learned on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. And coming up, the truth gets in the way of a good story. New evidence finds that In Cold Blood, a kind of sacred cow of the true crime genre, may have fudged some of the facts. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a minute.